Well, yeah, you can't feel good about this. A recent poll, 50% of the residents of this state said they wish they could move out of it. 50%. Which state? Not this state. Which state? Which state would that be where 50%?
California?
Well, you know, that's an interesting thought. But if I said pension plan, would that help
Florida?
Out?
Florida?
No, it'd be Illinois. The Illinois pension system is busted. A matter of fact, it has like, it owes three times more than it's got sitting there.
Thanks, Blago.
Yeah, that's it. And yeah, and some other people. But yeah, 50% of the people who live in Illinois said they don't want to live there. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal. Look for a high temperature today, about 81 or 82. We do have a 50% chance of showers. And then a diminished chance of rain for the rest of the week, and the highs will be about the same. It's 8 o'clock, WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. A first-of-its-kind claim by ISIS that it was behind an attack on American soil, the apparent attempted mass shooting in Texas at a Prophet Muhammad cartoon contest. Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers with more live.
Lisa, while ISIS says it's behind this, some, like Garland Mayor Douglas Athes, says he's not so sure.
Well, I think it would be very easy for them to take claim and still have nothing to do with it.
Elton Simpson, one of the suspected gunmen, had been investigated by the FBI since 2006, in part because of his ties to a former U.S. Navy sailor who was ultimately convicted of terror-related charges. Authorities say Simpson and Nadir Sufi opened fire at the event, shooting a security officer in the leg before they were shot and killed. Lisa.
Thanks, Tanya. The largest refinery in Iraq is now under siege by ISIS, and Iraqi officials are denying the militants already control parts of that facility as they rush reinforcements to the area. Three cops dead in the line of duty in just 5 months in New York City. 25-year-old Brian Moore died yesterday, the day after a confrontation with a gun suspect.
Great loss to his family, a great loss to this department, and a great loss to this profession and to this city.
NYPD Commissioner Bill Bratton, President Obama commending Moore's service while urging a nationwide effort to address inequalities.
If you just have a handful of police who are not doing the right thing, that makes the job tougher for all the other police officers out there.
Appearing on the David Letterman Show while visiting New York to announce that his My Brother's Keeper initiative will be a nonprofit foundation. Just ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, the U.S. trade deficit hitting a six-year high in March, 43% higher than February, amid a flood of imports from cars to cell phones. Dow futures are lower by more than 50 points, and oil prices right now are over $60 a barrel. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Well, to say that we've had a pretty nice break as far as temperatures go is an understatement. That's been nice. But the folks at Intercon want to remind you, summer's coming up. And, you know, it is going to get hot. We know that's going to happen. Well, Intercon has a couple of different solutions for you. First of all, of course, Intercon's always been around making windows, energy-efficient windows. Put them into homes and businesses and making sure that that helps control your utility bill. But also, they have solar screens, and you can make some great selections with solar screens. They're not nearly what they used to be. You know, if you remember the first generation of them, they're kind of ugly. They were functional but ugly. Well, now, you know, they make them, first of all, you can choose what percentage of blockage you'd like to have, anywhere from 10% all the way up to 90%. They have different colors. They also have the panels on the outside, so It is more attractive, but it's just as efficient, in fact, in many cases, more efficient than your first-generation solar screens used to be. So that's a great way to do something about keeping your utilities under control. And much like the windows that we talk about, solar screens, if you're a BTU customer, there may be some opportunities to help as far as the payment of buying those solar screens. So get in touch with the folks at Intercon at 823-3639. Let them show you some options that you have as far as keeping your utility bills under control.
Texas Document Solutions.
For Enrique Hazel, owner of Endeavor Physical Therapy, now with two locations, the You're in Charge business relationship with Texas Document Solutions started with the sales rep.
He wasn't pushy. I'm in charge.
And it paid off for your sales rep. You've gotten more copier printers.
Definitely it's more efficient to use Texas Document Solutions. I think it's definitely less expensive, toner and time.
What do you mean time?
Yeah, it was seamless. I don't have to worry about the machine breaking down. We just make a phone call and they take care of it.
Texas Document Solutions, featuring the full line of Sharp document imaging technology. Sharp, from the people who put you in charge.
I have time to treat patients, visit with physicians, do operations.
Texas Document Solutions. Go online or call 775-5500. 775-5500.
This is a great local company.
Texas Document Solutions.
775-5500.
WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 66 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Oil prices may be down, but not enough to stop exploration activities in Brazos County. Precinct 1 County Commissioner Lloyd Wasserman received no opposition to having a workshop with companies wanting to do seismic testing south and west of College Station, where there are more subdivisions compared to other rural areas of the county where testing has already been done.
As far as Precinct 1, there's so many large subdivisions, and so they don't want to go onto private land. They want to use our roads to do this testing from, so that this is probably, as far as I'm concerned, an important decision for us to make in the future.
That workshop is this morning at 10:30 following the commissioner's regular weekly meeting at the county administration building. A reminder that Brazos County Tax Office will be closed today, tomorrow, and Thursday as the staff moves from downtown Bryan to the city's east side and closer to College Station.
We'll have 3 days to move all of our departments, including the motor vehicle department, train on the new equipment, and then we are opening Friday morning at the new location.
Tax assessor collector Christy Rowe says May vehicle registration can be done online and at local HEB and Kroger stores. Rudder High School has a new principal. The Bryan School Board approved the hiring of a Waller ISD administrator, Benny Mays, who has been a middle school principal the last 6 years, and before that was an assistant high school principal for 2 years. More biographical information is on our website at WTAW.com. Two Texas A&M students are dead and two others remain hospitalized following a single vehicle crash in Grimes County early Sunday morning. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says it happened 2 miles south of Carlos.
Unit 1 was traveling northwest on FM 244, entered to a sharp curve, was unable to negotiate the curve and left the roadway, and then striking a tree.
The driver, 20-year-old Alexis Emu of Killeen, and one of the passengers, 22-year-old Corinthia Cunningham Williams from Brookshire, were both pronounced dead at the scene. Morgan says the two other passengers were taken to St. Joseph Regional Health Center in Bryan. 20-year-olds Rene Contreras from Kyle and Tyra Preston from Houston are still hospitalized. College Station police were given an explanation as to why there was gunfire early Sunday morning in a residential neighborhood that left one dead and two injured.
According to the arrest report, 39-year-old Ronald McNeil told officers he and a friend were at a party at 3 in the morning when he heard racial slurs. McNeil stated after things began getting intense, he walked across the street to his house and got his .40-caliber pistol from underneath his mattress. Outside his house, McNeil saw his friend being assaulted, so he started running towards him and at the same time tried to load a round in his handgun. When he got to his friend, McNeil said the gun accidentally fired once, then he started running after those involved in the assault. When he began to open a backyard gate, McNeil said he had his finger on the trigger and he accidentally fired several more rounds. McNeil was arrested for the murder of 19-year-old Lacey LaRose of College Station, shooting one man in the leg and another in the arm. Deadly conduct for a round that hit his house and possessing a gun less than 5 years after he was released from prison following a felony conviction, which involved illegal drugs from Bastrop County. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 67 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news on the way at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
All right, News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 8:09. Shall we do some weather? Let's do that. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Cloudiness heads our way today. Some showers and thunderstorms will try to develop as well. Temperatures today up to about 80. Partly to mostly cloudy, breezy through tonight, lows 65 to 70. Clouds and sun, breezy tomorrow. There's the risk of an isolated shower or thunderstorm. Highs tomorrow near 85. Tomorrow night, partly to mostly cloudy, 70. Mixture of clouds and sun, breezy with the chance of a shower or thunderstorm Thursday, a high of 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go, say 10. Did you Google Dermovia? Huh? I asked you to. Did you Google Dermovia?
I didn't hear you ask me to do that.
Well, no. Well,
we just discussed it.
That's I couldn't it. Well, spell it.
Yeah, okay. Dermovia is shapewear for your face.
Oh, I'm glad I didn't Google that.
Dermovia face mask actually looks like if you stretched a white lace bra across your face.
It's the last thing I need popping up in my ads everywhere I go.
That's right. Go there now and you'll get pop-up ads for the next 6 weeks. The People Style Watch insists that the mask is packed with anti-aging moisturizing ingredients.
Wow.
Promises in 15 minutes to make your skin feel smoother and less saggy. A box of four of these babies costs $55.
Wow. And more likely to get signed up for Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah, and you can't, and I guess you can't use them more than once. So,
jeez. Of course you can't.
I don't know. I have no idea, anyhow. Well, you know, you could use that for guys instead of like a wet washcloth to, you know, soften up your face before you shave.
Hello. Or bank heist.
Yeah.
Hey, already been done. That girl on Allie McBeal did that. She called it the face bra. Do y'all remember that?
Yeah, okay, there you are. It's our Allie McBeal reference for this week. Hey, there you go. It's our Allie McBeal reference for this year. There you go. It's our Allie McBeal reference for this decade. Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that. I haven't watched The Face Bra or Allie McBeal, but I understand it's a good show. It's 8:12. All right. Let's find out what's going on in the Humane Society. Leah's here this morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm fine. What's going on at the Humane Society?
Well, you know, back in January, we did the pit bull wellness package where Brazos County residents that own a pit bull, if they brought their dog into the shelter, purchased a microchip for $25, we'd give them a voucher.
Mm-hmm.
That voucher is good for a rabies vaccination, a county tag, heartworm test, and a spay or neuter. Well, we're going to do that again.
It worked, huh?
It did.
Good. Excellent.
And,
yeah.
You know, we've had people just ecstatic about it. So we have 8 more to give away, and it's just first come, first serve. So those that come on in and purchase your microchip, we can get that taken care of.
Yeah.
So you can't beat that deal. $25 for a microchip. Great. And have your animals spayed or neutered,
yep,
rabies vaccinated.
I'd say that's a pretty good deal.
Again,
yep.
Brazos County pit bull owners, that is something you need to take
advantage
a really
of. Yeah.
Very good look into.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You know, it's always a possibility. You know, you might your neighbor has a pit bull, something like that. Maybe you want to let them know. They maybe didn't hear about it.
Good idea.
So, you know, I actually did that the first time we did it, and you know, my neighbors didn't know about it, and they took advantage of it,
mm-hmm.
And that's just fantastic. You know, the pit bulls are the hardest dogs any of the shelters have to place.
So, sure.
If we can decrease that population, that's one step in the right direction. Other than that, May is pretty quiet for us with finals going on and graduation.
Mm-hmm.
We're just sticking to PetSmart Saturdays from 11 to 2 every Saturday. We'll be out at PetSmart. And a lot of those dogs are coming from foster care, so you haven't seen them in the building. You can see them on our website. but you won't see them in the building in person. Sure. You'll just come out and visit with them. And a lot of times the team leaders that we have there have talked to the fosters if the fosters haven't stayed. Sometimes the fosters stay there to talk to potential adopters about their foster dog.
Oh, okay.
So that's a lot of fun. You kind of get to know a little bit about it. Mm-hmm. I had foster puppies for a week. And, you know, before that, they were just bloodhound cur mix puppies. And after that week, it was like, okay, this one, she's more sensitive about things. This one, he's
sure
into everything.
Give him a better picture. Yeah, give them a better picture of it.
Get
them
an idea exactly of what they're getting into. And that's about it. You know, we're still looking for dog toys. We're still in desperate need for dog toys to be donated. So if you're by the store and you see a few maybe on sale, pick up a couple and drop them off at the shelter.
Great.
That would be fantastic. Mm-hmm. Come out and visit us. We're at 5359 Leonard Road. You can visit our website, aggielandhumane.org, for all sorts of information from bark leaders to various programs we have going on and events that are on their way. And again, Wienerfest, October 24th.
It'll be here before you know it.
I know, because summer is here.
Yeah, all right. Thanks a bunch.
Yep.
Visit the folks from the Humane Society on Tuesdays. And Lucia's here this morning from the Chamber. How are you today?
We're good, and our May's kind of busy.
Oh, well, there you go. Okay. It's up a little bit different.
Yeah, it's a little bit different. Yeah. We have everything just popped up at once.
Okay.
So we're starting the summer busy. On May 20th from 8:30 to noon at the College Station Hilton, we have our Glenn Shepherd Seminar.
Mm-hmm.
It's how to lead people and supervise a team.
Okay.
So I think a lot of people get credit for this. For their work.
Sure.
So the cost for that is $129 for a chamber member and $149 for non-chamber member. And registration deadline is May 19th. You can find more out on our website, bcschamber.org. We also, for the first time, we're doing a membership luncheon for the program Read by a Third,
mm-hmm.
which encourages families and kids to get their kids to read by third. And if they don't do that, you know, their chances.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Just aren't as well, good in life.
And if they do, then you open up a whole world to them.
It's a really interesting program. I read about that, so I'm excited to go to that. So that'll be on May 28th from 11:30 to 1. An individual is 25 and a table is 300. And then our business after hours this month is at the Physician Center. So that'll be May 21st from 5:30 to 7, and that's 3131 University Drive in Bryan. So I think that'll be a very fun event.
Mm-hmm.
And then again, we have our community softball classic June 4th. And this year it's going to be at Bombers Field. And I believe that right after our game,
mm-hmm.
there'll be a Bombers game.
Oh, great.
So I think if you buy a ticket to ours, you get to stay.
Oh, fun.
So that'll be Thursday. And that's a tribute to our first responders. And we have money that we always give to the 100 Club. Mm-hmm. So that's a good event.
Sure.
This week.
Okay.
This week we're busy.
Yeah.
Today, we have a ribbon cutting at Blend. A Central Administration Services Building, and this is in the Tejas Center behind HEB.
Sure.
Never noticed it, but I think I'll go today
absolutely.
I can figure out. So that's at 430 3125 South Texas Avenue Suite 1900. And then on Wednesday, Hiller Funeral Home is having their deluxe ribbon cutting out.
The Hiller Home out
the column. So they're having it. We went to their groundbreaking when about a year and a half ago when it was freezing, and now this might be raining tomorrow, but we can go inside.
Sure.
So that'll be really exciting.
Quite a complex there, yeah.
It is. So come check that out. That's at 4:30. And then Thursday, Bryan Modern Dentistry has a ribbon cutting, and that is over by Target.
Okay.
In Bryan College Station. That's at 4:30. And then
The Bryan location, right?
That's the Bryan.
They have two of them, right? One in Tower Point, is that right? Or near Tower Point, yeah.
Yeah, and I don't think they've had the ribbon
cutting
yet.
They're not, right.
Okay. But they're very active in the chamber, so we appreciate that. And then we just want to thank College Station Medical Center for being our Platinum Member Spotlight.
All right.
Any questions, go to bcschamber.org or give us a call at 260-5200.
All right, thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
Yep, we visit the folks from the chamber on Tuesdays as well. That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
Congratulations to Cornerstone Home Health, voted Best Home Health Agency in the 2014 Best of the Brazos. Cornerstone Home Health provides an effective continuum of care at home, from skilled nursing and therapists to loving caregivers to help with bathing, companionship, med management, Alzheimer's care, and more. Cornerstone Home Health brings many of the services offered in a hospital or nursing home to individuals in their own homes. Call Anthony Fava, Texas A&M Class of 06, for a free consultation. 776-5620. Cornerstone Home Health.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. The European Union may probe sweetheart tax deals that fast food icon McDonald's allegedly agreed to with Luxembourg, adding to a growing list of suspects. The EU Competition Commissioner told a European Parliament committee today she's looking into opening a case on McDonald's based on information supplied by unions. The EU is already investigating tax deals between Apple in Ireland, Starbucks in the Netherlands, plus Amazon and Italian automaker Fiat in Luxembourg. Boeing and one of its largest suppliers on the 787 Dreamliner program are continuing talks on a deal that would raise its procurement costs on the jet, but potentially yield bigger savings on other planes under development. The company has spent more than 2 years trying to hammer out new deals with Spirit AeroSystems Holdings over the price of major parts it builds for Boeing jets. Crude oil is up $1.37 at $60.30 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a little changed open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
I don't care what they say. If you own a business, you did build that. You faced the tough challenges, and you made the smart calls. So if your business is growing and you need more space, make the smart call today. General Steel. Our buildings have been used around the world, saving our customers as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. If your need is for storage and manufacturing, sure, we're the best. But with our custom exteriors and designs, General Steel buildings are used as offices, churches, retail stores, and more. Imagine a 5,000-square-foot building for less than $35,000. Or even 10,000 square feet for an unbelievable price under $75,000. These are prices you just can't ignore on a building designed specifically for you. Make the smart call and call General Steel today at 866-95-STEEL. Save as much as half the cost of conventional construction and own the space you need. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
This morning's financial report has been brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. I keep seeing these ads on TV for these diets that require you to eat special foods. I love the way they say, oh, you can lose all the weight you want to for just $20, plus the cost of your meals, of course. Well, you could buy a car for what they cost every month. But that's not true with Dr. Steelman's Activate Weight Loss Plan. An honest, easy-to-follow weight loss plan that has worked for over 20,000 of his patients in his clinics, and now finally available to you for a fraction of the price. Or you can eat all your regular food right along with the rest of the family and still lose weight quickly and easily. Hundreds of people have already lost thousands of pounds on the Dr. Steelman Home Weight Loss Plan. And you can read their stories for yourself on the Activate Products website. That's activateproducts.com. Or you can call them toll-free at 800-465-4411. Activateproducts.com or toll-free 800-465-4411. Is there anyone more broke than a college kid? I know it was a struggle for me, and since I also teach a course in broadcasting at one of our fine local universities, I know the story hasn't changed too much since I went to school. College kids are always looking for a way to pick up a buck wherever they can. And that certainly was the case for Al and a couple of his buddies. These college boys were on summer break, trying desperately to raise some money for another year's tuition. In their search for work, they found themselves in Las Vegas, doing some odd jobs for people. Now, Al took an interest in the games going on in the casinos, not from a gambling standpoint, mind you, but from a statistical point of view. You see, Al and his buddies were math majors, and even more, they were math geniuses. They watched the roulette tables and realized that the wheel was not giving the results that the odds indicated they should. They all knew that, all things being equal, the numbers should come up randomly. But all things weren't equal. The numbers didn't exist. In theory, they existed on a wheel that somebody had built, slightly unevenly in this case. So some numbers came up more often than others. They figured out the pattern, calculated the odds, and started placing bets. And they started winning. Soon, they had enough money to not only pay for college, but to buy a yacht if they wanted to. And you might guess that a local newspaper would pick up on what happened and interview the boys and printed the story. When the casinos read the story, they quickly changed the way they did business. They started moving roulette wheels from table to table so no one could follow the patterns. Yes, truth is that Al and his friends were the ones who made a huge difference in the way things are done in Las Vegas, and now in many other places in America, too. But you won't remember him for that. You do know Al. You've heard him many times. You see, it's a little-known fact that the man who changed the way the gambling industry does business, one of the really big money winners in Vegas, used the money to complete his education and go on to be one of our top NASA engineers in unmanned spaceflight. And you've heard of him because he's also the official voice of the Voyager missions and the first narrator of network television shows about our space program, and much more. The mathematical genius of Al Hibbs.
Okay. Didn't know Al. Now we know more about him. Chad Cowan can help you out, business owners. Chad's number is 595-2413. Chad Cowan works for Suddenlink Business, and he can introduce you to the speed that Suddenlink has, which is unmatched by anybody in town. 50 meg is the new Suddenlink minimum speed available. Minimum speed available. And Suddenlink minimum is 16 times faster than your 3 meg that you get from DSL. But in addition to that, Suddenlink offers you download speeds of up to 150 megs, and that just cannot be matched. You take that and you combine it with Suddenlink phone service, which they have, where you get to keep the equipment that you have, the phone number that you have, and yet you can save up to 30% from what the phone company charges you. And it's a fixed price, so you know every month what it's going to be. And since you've already made your investment of equipment, you get to keep it and you get to keep your phone number. Why not bundle that together? There's Suddenlink TV, which you can use, great for waiting rooms, also music for within your office building or wherever you need that. But most importantly is what this Suddenlink speed connection does for you with the internet. Now the bandwidth intensive multimedia applications that you've got to get done don't have to worry about slowing you down. And you can back up your files to the cloud. Make sure that your data is protected. Makes it easy. Call Chad Cowan at 595-2413 or go to suddenlinkbusiness.com.
Texas Document Solutions.
Mark Hanna is general manager of Hanna Chevrolet, an 80-year-old family-owned dealership in Austin and a customer of Texas Document Solutions for many, many years.
We make a lot of copies. We have a lot of printing needs, and it really puts a damper in our business when we can't do that.
Texas Document Solutions, a Texas Pride employee-owned company with no 800 numbers.
The responsiveness and the quality of the equipment has been wonderful. It's really nice to know that there's someone we can count on.
They put you in charge.
There's a lot of things I have to worry about in my position, and this is not one of them.
And the benefit?
It helps us do our business quicker, more efficiently.
Texas Document Solutions, featuring the full line of Sharp Document Solutions. Sharp.
Texas Document Solutions brings us ideas to improve the way we do our business.
That's why they're called a Texas Pride Company. Call 775-5500. 775-5500.
Texas Document Solutions.
775-5500.
Storing big data on cassette tapes. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. From video cassettes to 8-track tape cartridges, nothing says 20th century like magnetic tape. So you might be surprised to hear it's now behind a record-breaking advancement in computer storage. IBM electrical engineer Yona Engelin and his colleagues recently squeezed 220 terabytes of data, nearly half the data stored by the entire U.S. Library of Congress, onto a tape cartridge half the size of a VHS cassette. With the explosion of bank data, hospital records, and YouTube videos, Engelin says we need all the capacity we can get.
The amount of data that people create is increasing exponentially. At the moment, we create more data than we can store.
And even though the technology is nearly a century old, he says magnetic tape still hasn't reached its limits. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
There are only a few more weeks of school, and that means millions of us are making vacation plans. So today, a few words on how to get the best deals for air travel. This year, I'm recommending three free apps for your Android or Apple gadget. Write down Kayak, Sky Scanner, and SeatGuru. The Kayak app pulls and sorts information from many airlines. You can sort by travel dates and times, the airports you're willing to use, and of course, the price. Think of the Kayak app as step one. With Sky Scanner, you're searching for deals. A key feature finds the lowest fares that don't normally show up at other travel sites and apps. The SeatGuru app maps out the interiors of 700 planes used on more than 100 airlines. This is important for squeezing out maximum legroom. No one app has every feature you need for finding the best flight. And after you find your best online price, be sure to call the airline's reservation center. Tell them the price you've reserved and ask them to do better. Find links to all these apps and get the latest breaking tech news updated all the time at Komando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. It's National Small Business Week, and Carbonite is celebrating with an amazing offer. This week only, visit Carbonite.com and get three free bonus months of online backup when you use promo code Kim. Three bonus months of backup for your budget, spreadsheets, photos, music, all safe and protected in the cloud automatically. You have to hurry, though. The offer ends May 8th. Remember, this week only at Carbonite.com. Use promo code Kim to get three free bonus months with purchase. That's Carbonite.com, promo code Kim.
Tired of paying too much for cable TV? All those channels that you never use. Now, there's the Komando Indoor Amplified HD Antenna. There's no reason to keep paying for expensive cable TV. You'll get your primetime TV shows and the news and sports you love for free. The Komando Indoor Amplified HD Antenna. 1080 high definition, over-the-air television signals. Find out more and get your Komando HD Antenna at GetKim.com. That's GetKim.com.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Save big on Kubota products during the More Power to You sales event. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 65 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Dr. Michael Reese, exceptional restorative and cosmetic dentistry, voted Texas Monthly's Texas Super Dentist 11 years in a row. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Brazos County commissioners have scheduled a workshop this morning with representatives of companies that want to do seismic testing for oil and gas drilling south and west of College Station. The workshop was requested by Commissioner Lloyd Wasserman, whose Precinct 1 covers that area.
And they've done seismic testing in northwest Brazos County and northeast, north of Bryan and so forth, and also I think in the city of Bryan, Texas. But now they've come back and they're moving into Precinct 1, and they're now asking the court to grant them permission to do the pumping or the testing from county roads.
Wasserman says there are more people living in his district compared to other rural areas of the county.
There are so many subdivisions located in Precinct 1. It's not as open area as far as agricultural land as it is in northwest, northeast of Bryan, Brazos County. And this is totally different from what they're expecting us to agree to.
This morning's workshop starts at 10:30 at the County Administration Building following the Commissioner's regular weekly meeting. In a related item, the State Senate has passed and sent to the governor a ban on counties and cities from a prohibition on fracking. State lawmakers moved quickly after voters in Denton approved a local fracking ban, an ordinance that is now being challenged in court. Also from Austin, the governor is defending using his office to address internet-fueled suspicions that an upcoming Army war simulation is cover for a hostile military takeover. Abbott's been ridiculed for directing the State Guard to monitor the exercise called Jade Helm 15, but he calls the criticism an overreaction and says he's not worried about the training. Republicans in the Texas legislature are making a last-minute attempt to revive a bill excusing clergy from overseeing marriages that violate their beliefs. The measure does not go as far as broader religious objections proposals in Indiana and Arkansas. Some of the dozens of pastors who lined up to support the Texas measure argue that gay marriage is immoral. And the Senate has voted to dump the state's steroid testing program for high school athletes. Texas has spent more than $10 million on more than 60,000 tests, but has caught just a handful of cheaters since 2007. Four Texas A&M students were involved in a one-car crash early Sunday morning in Grimes County, south of Carlos on FM 244.
Four people that were involved in the accident, two of them are now deceased, and two are in St. Joseph Hospital. with unknowns. Most of them with serious injuries.
DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says the driver, 20-year-old Alexis Emu of Killeen, took a curve too sharply and hit a tree. Emu and 22-year-old Corinthia Cunningham Williams of Brookshire were pronounced dead at the scene. The two passengers, who are still hospitalized, are 20-year-olds Tyra Preston from Houston and Renee Contreras from Kyle. A College Station man arrested for a shooting that left a woman dead and two men injured told investigators it was an accident.
According to the arrest report, 39-year-old Ronald McNeil told College Station police his .40 caliber handgun accidentally went off multiple times. The gunfire killed 19-year-old Lacey LaRose of College Station, left one man with a gunshot wound to his leg and another man who was hit in the arm with bullet shrapnel. Another round struck McNeil's house. McNeil told officers he and a friend were at a party when others began using racial slurs. According to the arrest report, McNeil said he went to his house across the street from the party to get his gun from underneath his mattress and returned outside and saw his friend being assaulted. McNeil said when he got to his friend, he accidentally fired once. Then he started chasing those involved in the assault. When he got to a backyard gate, McNeil said he tried to open it with a finger on the trigger and the pistol accidentally fired several times, causing him to run away. Police caught McNeil a short time later. One officer reported hearing multiple shots and seeing muzzle flashes from a gun. About 15 hours after the early Sunday morning incident in the area of San Benito and San Saba, McNeil was booked in the Brazos County Jail on charges of murder, aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, deadly conduct, and possession of a firearm with a felony conviction. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
College Station police, who nearly caught a man 3 weeks ago using a stolen credit card, have released photos as part of their continuing search. The card came from a wallet stolen from a vehicle burglary. More information about the crime and photos from the surveillance video are on our website at WTAW.com. CSPD also taking 15 reports of car burglaries on Monday. The majority of the reports came early in the day. Most were located southeast of campus and George Bush Drive and northwest of Deakin. Four reports were from locations on Marion Pugh, two on Southwest Parkway, and two on Hazy Meadow. The Bryan School Board has hired a new principal at Rudder High School. Benny Mays has spent the last 8 years in the Waller School District, most recently as a middle school principal. Mays becomes the second principal in the school's history following the recent departure of Hugh Piott. For more information about the new principal, you can head to our website at WTAW.com. Yesterday ended a 32-year run for the Brazos County Tax Office in downtown Bryan. Tax assessor-collector Christy Rowe says no business will be done by staff during the next 3 days as they move and train at their new location.
All of the online processes are available. Also, anyone that has not an April vehicle expiration, but if it is a May or June expiration, they still can go to the local grocery stores. All the Kroger's and HEB's still do motor vehicle registrations.
Friday is the first day you can visit the new tax office located off Pendleton between Copperfield Drive and Boonville Road. An open house has been set for June 9th. WTAW News Time is 8:36. It's 67 degrees. We'll have this look at news brought to you by Dr. Michael Reese. We'll have more news for you today at noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Hospice Brazos Valley has served our community for over 25 years, impacting thousands of lives. We remain the only nonprofit hospice in the area. Dedicated to providing the best care for you and your family, Hospice Brazos Valley welcomes the invitation to serve. Family, friends, physicians, hospitals, anyone can make a referral. Hospice Brazos Valley. Comfort is our specialty. Trust is our promise.
Let's do some weather. What do you think? Because we do it about this time every morning. It's brought to you this morning by Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery. Enjoy fine local wines in a peaceful country setting just south of College Station. Go to peachcreekvineyards.com. Here we go with numbers.
Cloudiness heads our way today. Some showers and thunderstorms will try to develop as well. Temperatures today up to about 80. Partly to mostly cloudy, breezy through tonight, lows 65 to 70. Clouds and sun, breezy tomorrow. There's the risk of an isolated shower or thunderstorm. Highs tomorrow near 85. Tomorrow night, partly to mostly cloudy, 70. Mixture of clouds and sun, breezy with the chance of a shower or thunderstorm Thursday, a high of 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
So Ben Downs wandered in this morning.
What? Promise me my intro is in post-production.
All right.
So when is the softball classic?
It's on the 4th.
And are we supposed to do that again?
Yeah,
we got invited.
They've asked us to do that.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
And there,
it's at a different field, though.
I'm going to be in Austin in the morning until about 3 or 4 o'clock. So I'll be dragged through the mud by the time
what are you
I get there.
What are you doing on in Austin? A TV?
I'm in Austin tomorrow, and I don't know. I give up. It's just stuff. I do have a picture of my grandson here,
Scott. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that is right.
Yeah.
It is his name. My grandson, Scott.
Yeah.
Here he is. That's there. You know, you and I have forgotten all the pleasures of having young children around the house. Yeah. For example, say you're unpacking at a new home.
And
you got to.
I like
step
that.
One, check all the boxes before you throw them away.
Well, but see, that's okay. That gives. How old is Scott?
A year and a half.
Okay, that gives
me... No, he'll be 2 in June 2nd. Yeah.
That gives me hope.
Oh?
Because the whole idea is, didn't we all have forts made out of boxes?
Oh, they still do. If next time that I see them, we're getting the chairs and some quilts out.
Oh, okay.
We're gonna build a big old tent.
Oh, a big tent.
One
good.
Of the big tents. Yeah.
Excellent. Well,
because that's a pawpaw trick if ever there was.
I agree, but it scares me that kids don't know the pleasure of actually being able to climb into a washer, you know, crate box thing and cut holes in it and make a fort. And
well, they only have a limited amount of time before the fire ants move in.
That isn't far from wrong.
And that changes things too.
It does.
Everything,
right,
you know, ground nesting birds for one thing. You don't see a whole lot of killdees running around like you used to.
Or horned toads.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay. Well, that's.
Well, funny. Anyhow, so there we have it.
So now, why are you changing your intro?
Because this one is wrong. Oh, this one is like 6 years old, and everything on there is wrong. I've moved on.
Yes,
I've
you have. That's true.
All of these things have been done, and done well, I might add, and we move on.
Much like XP, its time has come.
So you're...
I got to tell you, I don't know if you heard me or not, Patrick, but at the Associated Press Awards dinner where we got all those thousands of awards, talking to the TV guy. I was talking to the TV guy that won all the awards, and I said, man, look at all the stuff we got, and we did all of it on Windows ME.
Oh, wow.
That's not far from true.
Oh, man.
I slowed it down a little. What? You still... What?
We're kidding. It's just... I'm joshing you.
Yeah.
I'm joshing you. So you're not in Hope, Arkansas today. Were you asked to be there?
I was.
Okay.
But, you know, there's things to do, places to go, people to be.
Well, you know, now Ben was also quoted in a New York Times article about Mr. Huckabee. Is that correct?
Washington Post,
sorry.
Yeah. It's actually coming out today or tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
They were waiting until he announced.
Oh, okay. All right.
But that would be my one big chance. I don't have anybody... Well, okay. I can get maybe a few copies of the Washington Post sent back.
You
so
could
I can,
do that.
So
you
I can
know people.
Hold, so I can say, look, I made it. This is the kind of spontaneous publicity you just can't buy. If I was just selling something, it'd be different. Did you hear him on what's that liberal show on HBO? Bill Maher.
Oh yeah,
did you hear him on Bill Maher?
I did not. No.
He said, Maher said, "You're also from Hope, Arkansas, just like Bill Clinton is." And Huckabee says, "I hope they'll give us another chance."
Oh my gosh! Yes, very nice.
But the thing is, Clinton was Hope, Arkansas, only as a matter of convenience.
Yeah,
sort of like his marriage to Hillary. He was there
for
6 years
and
then moved to Hot Springs. But, you know,
apropos.
I still believe in a place called Hot Springs. The man from Hot Springs. That just doesn't do it. But Huckabee is going to make his announcement. He is Hope, Arkansas, born and bred. I love the thing that the New York Times said still rings in my ears, and it's still true because I was there when Dad was sick in December.
Right,
and he said, the guy at the New York Times said, "It looks like a town dressed up for a party, but a party with a very low budget."
Oh my! Oh my. Now, did
I know? I love Hope. I do. Yeah. But it's, you know, it's a little bitty town.
Well, it is.
And
now,
it doesn't. It's an economically depressed area. And
was Mike athletically inclined?
No. He and I were broadcasters.
Well, I know that you were. I didn't know he did Huckabee.
No, I. You know, we worked on the board during the ball games together.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we called the Hope High School Bobcat games together.
You called them or ran them?
I ran them. He called them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he was a play-by-play guy.
Yeah, but somebody has to do halftime.
The hope. aside from the homecoming halftime, what would you do on the other five games, four games, right, whatever?
Well, anyway.
Yeah. Okay.
No, he did that. He, you know, we all had our own little shows on the weekends that we got to do. I quote Haskell Jones a lot. I don't quote him. I talk about him.
Okay.
Who was the guy who hired both of us at age 14
to be
on the radio. And I wouldn't do that. Heck, I have trouble giving 32-year-olds keys to the station now.
I understand that,
It was, you know, Haskell was the only, was one of like four Republicans in Hope, Arkansas at the time.
Yeah.
And it was there that I learned the value of talk radio because Haskell at 7:30 in the morning would always have his little commentary.
Okay.
And not a single person in town agreed with a single thing he said, but everybody listened.
Okay, that was good.
And that taught me something.
The difference between you and Haskell is that Haskell knew your mom and daddy.
Yeah.
And you don't know any of the mamas and daddies of the people who work up here, so that does make a difference.
Well, that is true.
Yeah, that's why you can do that. Yeah. So today's Cinco de Mayo. Going to be celebrating, are you?
Yeah.
Mexican St. Patrick's Day.
And all of that's so wrong.
Yeah, it is.
It's a fake holiday.
It is. It's a beer holiday.
It's Mexican St. Patrick's Day.
It's a beer holiday.
That's great.
Because
did we ever say that Huckabee was actually announcing he was president today?
Oh,
in Hope,
no, I
Arkansas?
Guess we did. Now, was there any need? I didn't know.
He's going to announce his presidency today in Hope, Arkansas. Okay. That's why it came up.
His candidacy for president.
Yeah. His run for
it. And I don't know if he wants to go home and live in his presidency. I guess he could do that, too.
He's got himself a nice house down in the Redneck Riviera down in Florida.
Does he now?
Yeah, he's got about a $3 million joint down there. Boy's done all right for himself. Yeah. A point my mother makes every time I talk.
In cities like New York, Denver, and Houston, we're throwing big old parties in honor of today. Chandler, Arizona, celebrates today. See, this is so wrong and so bad. Here we have dachshund races, which can be problematic because dachshunds sometimes don't play well with others.
No, they can be rather persnickety.
But does this really matter if it's a dachshund? That's like saying these kittens don't get along.
Yeah, no, that's not. There's some dog. I mean, look at labs. Labs are so stupid that they can just enjoy. You never see an aggressive lab. Very seldom. Hmm. Anyway, but in Chandler today, Chandler, Arizona, they're celebrating with Chihuahua races. Now, you see, that's just going to be ugly and mean and not good at all.
And twitchy.
Yes, exactly.
Twitchy, shaky,
Weren't those a couple of dwarfs that didn't make it, right?
It's like
Disney said, we're not going to have a
sleepy,
twitchy,
sleepy, dopey, twitchy doc.
Anyway, cappuccino races.
I can't imagine. Anyway, Americans spend $2.9 billion annually on margaritas, which accounts for about 14% of the country's cocktail sales.
Not all of them sold in College Station.
Interesting.
A lot of them.
Interesting story I read yesterday.
We'll be the judge of that.
Okay. You know that Jim Beam is now owned by a Japanese company.
Yep.
Right?
Of course it is.
Suntory.
Budweiser is owned by somebody else.
Yeah, that's InBev, yeah. And they were discussing how when they had the...
Brian Broadcasting by God is owned by local people.
Folks.
Yeah.
They were talking about like the seventh generation Beam guy who's still part of the management crew, whose name is Bubba or something.
Bubba Beam.
And during the news conference, he does a bro hug on one of the Japanese guys, which does not work. They do not like to have any kind of physical contact in a business setting.
Well, then they have no business owning a whiskey company.
But he did a bro hug on him, but what they are saying is they anticipate worldwide that whiskey sales will double, consumption will double by 2020.
Depends on who gets elected.
I mean, think about it. No, worldwide. See, and that's the whole thing, is it's worldwide.
Well, it's already up in the U.S., which is why the expensive ones are hard to find.
And what they're doing over there, though, is they're talking about how they take bourbon and they mix it with pineapple juice. Well, that don't work here. I'm just saying. So just a little.
Doesn't that create, like, mouse poison or something?
I don't know, but we don't do that. And so the whole idea is that these Japanese people have taken over smartly. They decided that they'll go ahead and leave the headquarters for Beam here because they said they want to catch some of the American synergy.
Synergy. It's been a while since I've heard that one.
Yeah, well, there we go.
Because, you know, when you think whiskey, that's what
that's
I think
Japan.
Is synergy.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway.
You know, I've never had Jim Beam.
Really?
Never.
Mm-mm. Well, I mean, it could be on a short bucket list, but there's not much much reason to go.
Isn't there?
That.
I mean, how are we going? How do we do the tour of the brewery now, and all that if they move it to Japan?
Well, no,
maybe they're going to make a theme park.
Yeah. Now, understand, Jim Beam also owns Maker's Mark and Cavassier, so I mean, they got some up. You've had some of their product, you just haven't had their
Maker's is
product.
Very good.
So anyhow, the colors of the Mexican flag, which are green, white, and red. Green is for hope and independence. White is for purity and religion, and red is for Spain and the Union. So there's your Mexican. And again, it's because they weren't selling enough beer that we have Cinco de Mayo today. Actually, there was the Battle of Puebla, right? That's back when they played with the French army, back when the French had an army.
Tell us some more, Uncle Scott. This is great. This is a great time to learn new things. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about what really happened on the 5th of May. They did in fact have a battle.
Oh. Well, that's wonderful news.
But it wasn't the battle for independence.
Is it because I am from Arkansas? I had no idea what he was talking about. You guys keep up with Mexican battles?
We spend more time with Scott, so we understand the ebb and flow.
Traveling can be stressful. Let GroundShuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. Ground Shuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan College Station and both IAH and Hobby airports. Commute in comfort with luxury shuttles with reclining seats, power outlets, and Wi-Fi coming soon. So you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With Ground Shuttle, your commute to Houston airports has never been easier. And ask about our in-town charter service and luxury limo service in the new Mercedes S350. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving.
Our community values tradition like few others, and for almost 40 years, University Pediatric Association has maintained a tradition of excellence in specialized pediatric care for the families of the Brazos Valley. Your parents trusted UPA to care for their children, and you can trust UPA to care for yours, because we work only for our families, not a hospital or a healthcare system. For more information, click on upadocs.com or follow us on Facebook. UPA, here for generations and generations to come.
If you work for a living and think you're the best at your chosen profession, here's your chance to prove it. Nominations are now open for the 15th year of Best of the Brazos Valley. We're currently accepting nominations in over 120 categories for the best in food, services, and places in the Brazos Valley. To nominate your business or your favorite business, go to bestofthebrazos.com. Don't miss your chance to be listed on the ballot. Go to bestofthebrazos.com.
Seeing ants crawling around your kitchen, are you? Well, it is that time of year with the warmer weather. Ants are pretty active. So if you happen to see any ants out there or other things crawling around you don't want, call ABC Home and Commercial Services. Ants run away, because they know. ABC specialist when it comes to your environment. They've been doing this for 60 years. So why not have ABC come in, track down where the problem is, make sure that you're getting it taken care of, so that whether it's just one or a whole bunch of them. And they can have your home treated regularly so that you don't ever have to worry about it again. In the meantime, in between visits, if there happens to be some kind of critter rolling around and you're on the treatment plan, then call ABC. They'll come right back out at no extra charge. Plus, ABC's specialists, all of them, undergo a comprehensive background screening so you can feel comfortable with ABC's team on your property. Bobby Jenkins, class of 81, at ABC Home and Commercial Services. They are specialists for your environment. As far as the weather for our environment, that's going to be pretty nice out there. Look for a high temperature today, probably about 81 or 82. We do have a slight chance, well, not a slight, we have a 50% chance of showers today, but that's the highest percentage that we're going to have all week long. They're telling us that we'll probably have 20, 30% chance for the balance of the week, and the temps will remain the same in that they'll be in the 80s.
Woohoo!
Lower 80s, something like that. But this morning, again, pretty nice.
We've had two, three pretty spectacular days.
Yeah. It's been not much to complain about. Seattle police rescued a guy they found hanging upside down from a basketball hoop.
Yes, they did.
Police say the shirtless man was thrashing around trying to free himself. Firefighters eventually removed the netting, freed him. No word on how he got up there in the first place. You think maybe he was making fun of people who were bigger than he was? I mean, I have no idea.
There's a chance. My guess is he was hot-dogging and
did
something stupid.
again, just glad the police were nearby. Help him out.
You know, along the lines of, hey, y'all watch this.
Students and parents from the Phillippe Middle School in West Virginia have been posting pictures of a recent cafeteria lunch. Images featuring horribly burned burritos covered in not melted cheese, but what looks like melted plastic.
Ooh.
Sherry Bolton, a grandparent of one of the kids, says, they just burned them, and rather than choosing to throw them away and remaking something new, they served them. School superintendent said they are doing training to make sure the incident isn't repeated. So he's not saying they didn't do it.
Nope.
Sounds like apparently they did.
Yep.
In what world? I mean, just... All right, well, we're speaking of food. A South Carolina college student faces 20 years in prison for allegedly tainting her roommate's food. 20-year-old Haley King, accused of spitting in and spraying Windex on her food belonging to her two roommates. Investigators in Columbia say she was caught in the act by security cameras. Her roommate set up the cameras in the apartment because they had tried unsuccessfully to get the suspect to move out.
Yeah, they was fussing and fighting, and they scared she's going to do something.
Well, she did.
Yep.
Charged with unlawful and malicious tampering with food. Now, wasn't it my big fat Greek wedding where the grandfather put Windex on everything? Is that right?
I never saw that movie.
Yeah, okay. It's kind of a cute movie. Anyway, okay.
Windex?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think so. It was either Windex or duct tape.
My dad told me his brother-in-law used to go. I don't think this ever happened, but he said he was in traffic one time, poured out a Windex bottle, filled it with knee-high blue, and he'd go squirt it on windows, and every once in a while take the lid off and take a swig out of it.
That's crazy Uncle Larry.
Close.
Yeah, pretty much always have fun to know he's going to be there for the Christmas party, right? Yeah, so nonetheless. Throwing eggs apparently is still the in thing in North Carolina, and so are neighborhood watches, apparently. Ramapo, North Carolina police arrested four teenagers after they allegedly threw eggs at residents and cursed at them during a Sunday morning drive at a Hasidic Jewish village. But did they pick the wrong neighborhood? Uh-huh.
Uh-oh.
Yes, because more than 100 residents packed the streets, formed a wall around their car with three boys and girls inside, and held their ground until police showed up around 2:30 in the morning. All four teenagers charged with misdemeanor counts of second-degree aggravated harassment. Good on them.
Yeah.
I kind of like that. So, anyway, they've learned their lesson there. All right, about 5 till.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hillco. Hillco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel, and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hillco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hillco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6, to see all their color and profile options. Or call 936-822-5500.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hillco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hillcosupply.com.
Traveling can be stressful. Let GroundShuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. Ground Shuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan College Station and both IAH and Hobby airports. Commute in comfort with luxury shuttles with reclining seats, power outlets, and Wi-Fi coming soon. So you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With Ground Shuttle, your commute to Houston airports has never been easier. And ask about our in-town charter service and luxury limo service in the new Mercedes S350. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving.
Do you wear dentures? Imagine never having to remove them again. No messy glues and being able to eat any food you want. It's possible with implant retained new
TU dentures from inventor Dr. Michael Reese. Virtually identical to real teeth, implant-retained New U dentures stay in all day, every day, and can change your life. Isn't it time you had natural-looking, fully functional teeth? Move up to implant-retained New U dentures. Learn more at drreese.com.
Couple of minutes still. Good morning, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Nice work for The Simpsons as the show picked up for another 2 seasons yesterday.
Night.
Whoa. That will be a total of 28 seasons for the show, which released a statement from star Homer Simpson himself saying, quote, "I've outlasted Letterman, Jon Stewart, and McDreamy because I have something they don't have, a costly 200-donut-a-day addiction."
Don't.
Very nice. Very nice. There. Saturday Night Live ratings did take a hit from the boxing match between Mayweather and Pacquiao. Let's see here. It says, the opening of the second Avengers movie, not as much so. The show, which was hosted by Avengers co-star Scarlett Johansson,